Minnesota Music Notes, stories from First Avenue. Lori Lindeen's musical journey began when she was 24. The native of Madison, Wisconsin, was a state away in Chicago, there to see the Replacements play the Metro. But something happened on the way to the club. Her left leg and arm went numb. Later, a doctor told her she had multiple sclerosis. Lindeen turned out to be one of the fortunate ones. Her MS subsided with therapy and doctoring, but it had still been a wake-up call for the now 25-year-old living in Minneapolis and waitressing in a dinky town breakfast joint. What did she really want to do with her life? She wanted to start a band. So in 1988, Lori Lindeen got together with two friends and formed the all-girl group Zuzu's Petals. In no time, they were teetering on the impossibly small stage at the 400 Bar in Minneapolis. By the 1990s, Zuzu's Petals had shifted over to the 7th Street Entry, where another all-girl group, Babes in Toyland, was making its presence felt. In 1995, Zuzu's Petals disbanded, and Lori Lindeen went on to devote herself to writing. In 2007, she published her memoir, Petal Pusher. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.